Shalom, today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Chaf Beis, Shabbos 22, and today's Daf Yomi, we start on the last line of Chaf Alef Lamed Beis, and we're continuing our discussion of the laws of Chanukah. And so it says, Rav Kahana Darash Rav Nosson Bar Manyumi Mishmei de Rebbe Tanchum, that in the name of Rebbe Tanchum, we learned the following teaching, Ner Shal Chanukah Sheinicho Amalami Esrim Amma, that if you have the Chanukah lights, that somebody put them down above 20 Amos. 20 Amos is very high. It's approximately one Amma is from the elbow to the tip of the finger, and so that's either between 1.5 and 2 feet. So we're talking about between 30 to 40 feet. So if the Hanukkah candles are 30 to 40 feet off the ground, Pesua, it's going to be disqualified because presumably the reason is because the eye can't see so far off of the ground, and so therefore the flames are not going to be visible to the people who are passing by, and the miracle of Hanukkah is not going to be publicized. And in this case, it's the Gemara compares it to the sukkah, kesukkah, that just like we say about a sukkah, that if it's above 20 amos, it's disqualified. And one of the reasonings, the Gemara gives several reasons in Tractate Sukkah on the first page of Sukkah, but one of the reasons is because you need to know you're sitting in a sukkah, and if it's above 20 amos, you're not going to necessarily notice the schach, and you're not going to be aware of it. And so therefore, just like a sukkah, one is disqualified, the sukkah is disqualified if it's above 20 amos, so to the neros of Chanukah. And also, the Gemara compares it to a mavoi, kamavoi. What is a mavoi? Mavoi is basically an alley, meaning to say that, biblically speaking, one is not allowed to carry something 4 amos in the public domain. If there is something if there is an area that has 3 walls but not a fourth wall, that is called a mavoi, an alleyway, and rabbinically it is prohibited to carry. But the rabbi said if a person will put a beam up in that alleyway, then a person will be able to carry even though it doesn't have 4 walls. And so that's based upon the mission in Ervin 2a. However, if the beam is above 20 amos, then we're going to say that it doesn't count as a beam, because the whole purpose of the beam is a hecker. It's to recognize, to remind us that we shouldn't walk into the public domain. And so therefore, under those circumstances, it's similar to the flames of Hanukkah, that if they're above 20 amos, it's disqualified. So the sukkah and the mavoi are above 20 amos, are disqualified. And we now state another statement based upon the same person who just taught the previous one, that says Rav Kahana Darash Rav Nosson Bar Manyumi Mishmei Derevi Tanchum, Derev Tanchum, so the exact same tradition, exact same teaching, and he says, Mai Dechsev, what do we do with the verse that states with respect to the pit that Joseph was thrown into by his brothers in Genesis chapter 37, verse 24, Vabor Reik Ein Bo Mayim, that the pit was empty and there was no water in it. But isn't that obvious, says the Gemara? Mimash Hashanemar Vabor Reik, from the fact that the pit was empty, we know that there was no water in it. Eini Yodea She'Ein Bo Mayim. Of course I know that there is no water in it. Elamah Tama Lomer, why does the verse state that there was no water in this pit that Joseph was thrown into? Mayim, there was no water in it, of nechashim ve'akravim yeshbo, but there were snakes and scorpions in it, and so therefore Joseph was saved from this pit. So what is the connection between this passage and the laws of Hanukkah? We just said that the law of Hanukkah, if it's 20 at most high, more than that, it's disqualified, the candles, and now we have a second teaching, which is seemingly completely unrelated, that the pit that Joseph was thrown into, it had no water in it, but it did have snakes and scorpions. And so, presumably, it seems to be two random teachings. So why are they next to each other in our Talmud? So the Torah Tumimah on this verse in Genesis 37, verse 24, says, really, the simple explanation is that because they were both stated by the same person, by Rav Nosson Bar Manyumi, in the name of Rabbi Tanchum, the Shas often puts together two teachings that were said by the same person, and that's the reason why they're placed in proximity. Another explanation that the Torah Tumima gives is basically he says it's answering the question, how could the brothers throw Joseph into the pit and not be afraid that he's going to die from the snakes? And so therefore, we need to say that they didn't see the snakes. And therefore, this is an explanation that he didn't see the snakes. And so therefore, since It seems obvious that if there's a pit and there's snakes in it, you would see the pit. So how can we justify that the brothers didn't see the snakes when they threw Joseph in? So you have to say that the brothers must have been above 20 amos. The pit must have been deeper than 20 amos in the ground. And that's the reason why they didn't know that there were snakes in the pit. And that's the connection between this law and the previous law about a Hanukkah candle. If it's above 20 amos, then it's not considered like the candles were lit properly. Another explanation by the Pnei Shlomo is saying that it's similar to the miracle of Hanukkah, because the idea is, with respect to Hanukkah, there's the fundamental concept of publicizing the miracle. But by other commandments, we don't have this idea of publicizing the miracle. And the reason is because Hanukkah was a miracle which wasn't necessarily apparent to everybody. The miracle of the oil was hidden. It was inside the temple. Not everybody knew about it. And so that's why it's a specific obligation for us to publicize the miracle. Because by Egypt, everybody knows about the miracle of the splitting of the sea. So it wasn't as important for us to publicize the miracle. And so too, when Reuven threw Joseph, when Reuven said, "Let's throw him into the pit," it might have been misunderstood, because people didn't understand that Reuven's intent was to save him from his father. That's why it says in the verse that Reuven's intent was to save him and return him to his father. And so we wouldn't have known that Reuven's intent was good. And so that's the reason. That's another reason. That's the reason of the Pnei Shlomo. One last reason by the Ksav Sofer is that the similarity is as follows: that just like the Hashmonaim didn't rely upon God, but they took the miracle into their own hands by waging a battle, so too Reuven didn't just say, okay, Joseph will be saved by a miracle. If he's supposed to be saved, he'll be saved. But he said, no, let's throw him in the pit, and his intent was to return him to his father. And so therefore we see from here that we can't just wait for the miracle to happen. We have to work hard to make sure that the miracles happen.